we will hear a lot about $16.7 trillion. That's the official congressionally mandated borrowing limit for the United States Treasury. It's the national debt ceiling, $16.7 trillion. Money borrowed by the American government and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. You and me, $16.7 trillion.
The real number we should be focusing on is $74 trillion.
Wait, $74 trillion? From just below $17 trillion to $74 trillion? That's Sheila Weinberg. She is the founder and CEO of Truth in Accounting, a nonpartisan group pushing for governments of all sizes in the U.S. to produce what it calls, quote, financial reports that are understandable, reliable, transparent, and correct, end quote. So how does she figure the national public debt is closer to $74 trillion?
I always answer that question with a question. Do you believe that our veterans and seniors are owed the benefits that they have been promised?
Weinberg's accounting of the national public debt includes the financial promises made by Social Security, Veterans Affairs, and other entitlement programs. After all, they're called entitlement programs, so Weinberg figures they should be included in the red ink. We spoke with Weinberg via Skype from her office in Chicago.
The $74 trillion includes the benefits that have been already promised to our seniors in the form of Social Security and Medicare, and the retirement benefits that have been promised to our veterans and civil service employees. That number is easy to, comprehend. All each taxpayer needs to do is send a check for $250,000 to the Treasury Department, and we would be all set.
If we send that check to the U.S. Treasury, that only gets rid of the federal public debt. That doesn't do anything to the state and local government debt that we've incurred on our behalf, does it?
No. And what, taxpayers need to focus on is that, there are numerous taxing entities that they're responsible for. So they're responsible, obviously, for the federal government, then for their state government, for their county governments, for their city governments, and maybe their park districts. There's numerous taxing entities that they have possible liability for.
Sheila, give us a sense of what the general state of the municipal debt load is, the public debt load beyond the federal government.
Well, what we've done is studied the state level, and we found that as of 2012, the latest data available, the states need $1.3 trillion to pay the bills that they had accumulated already.
On top, you still have local governments, school districts, park entities, and other government entities that have issued public bonds, right?
Right. There in Florida, we found that you need $14.8 billion to pay the bills that have been accumulated so far.
A lot of public debt is issued, but it can be backed by toll roads, or it's issued to build, in the case of Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport, a new runway, or what Jackson Health Systems wants to do here in Dade County, modernize emergency rooms. So there's physical assets backing these. You're really taking into account the debt that has essentially been promised in the future on the part of pension and health care obligations.
We are not including, in essence, mortgage debt, because what we do is we remove the capital assets, just like you wouldn't sell your house to pay your current bills. We don't believe that the state should, sell their roads or their buildings to pay their bills. So we take that out of our calculations, and then we remove the debt related to those capital assets. So we're not including the mortgage in our calculations. We're only including, in essence, their credit card debt.
There seems to be no shortage of lenders out there, of investors who want their money to be put to work by state and local governments.
The public doesn't have the information they need to hold their governments accountable, because they've actually been spending more tax dollars than they have been receiving. And all of this is going to be pushed on to future taxpayers who are going to have to pay these debts. If the public, Tom, if you understood that the governments were going into debt every single year instead of balancing their budget, then you might make a different decision on who to elect or not elect.